federal government's starting to reveal how it will transform mental health treatment in Australia, with new hubs around the country for adults and children, and for the first time, a big focus on after-hospital care for those who are discharged after suicide attempts. It's set aside $2 billion over 4 years, but it depends on state and territory governments also signing up to a new national agreement later this year and chipping in billions themselves. David Coleman is the Assistant Minister to the Prime Minister for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention. David Coleman, thanks for joining AM.
Morning, Sabra.
We have a system where, at the moment, hundreds of people are discharged from hospital after attempting suicide without any follow-up help whatsoever. How would you characterise the state of mental health right now?
Well, I think that issue about people being discharged after a suicide attempt is very serious. The fact is that today, only about 50% of people who are discharged in that situation get follow-up care. That needs to change. And in this budget, we've got $159 million towards seeking to ensure that every person who is discharged from hospital in that situation gets follow-up care. We need to help these people. We need to support them. We need to care for them. We need to put our arms around them. And that's what we're doing in this budget.
This new post-hospital care plan is dependent also on the states and territories signing up. When will this program be operating, and what kind of difference do you hope it will make?
Yeah, well, at the moment, there are a number of good programs in aftercare. So Beyond Blue has a program called The Way Back that's been very, very successful and had good evaluations. Victoria runs a program called The Hope Program. So there are some good programs there, but they're not universal. So this is about making them universal. And the proposition, I think, is something that I think, you know, all Australians would agree with, which is that people in this situation need our support, they need our care, and it should be all of them. And that's what this government wants to do, and that's what we're funding in the budget.
What's the aim by when this whole system of care will be operating and when all hospitals will be in the position to give that kind of help?
Yeah, well, our funding flows from immediately from this budget, and working with the states, we would certainly, within 18 months, want to get to that point. And that's what we're focused on, because it's the right thing to do.
The government's also announced 42 new mental health centres around the country, 8 specific head-to-health centres for adults and 24 satellite centres. How quickly can you get the qualified staff to have those up and running and taking people in?
Yeah, well, these centres are a really important initiative, Sabra. So it's $820 million over 4 years for a network of team-based care that's based on teams of people in centres, helping adults, helping kids, and helping young people through Headspace. We'll see a very significant rollout, and this will fundamentally change Australia's mental health system for the better. We're going to be able to help thousands of people who don't get care now. The point you raise about the workforce is a really important part of it. So there's a $58 million package in this budget in terms of more training places for psychiatrists, more support for GPs, $16 million for various initiatives, including helping GPs to upskill in mental health, and to we're going to create a new diploma of psychiatry for GPs as well. We're going to train people in what's known as the lived experience workforce, people who have actually been through mental illness, and we've got funding for about 400 people to be trained up as lived experience workers in this budget as well. So there's a range of measures. The workforce is a really important issue. It's a long-term issue, and we're very focused on it.
A long-term issue, this vision for all of that, when will that be operational? The government announced 8 of these head-to-health centres 2 years ago in that budget, and the department confirmed the other day that only one of those is open so far. The others will soon be open, but it's taken 2 years to get that up and running.
Well, we'll have those 8 open this year, and the others announced in the budget, some of them will open this year and some in subsequent years. You know, this is a really big turning point. This is a really significant investment, and it's the government saying we need to provide more care to Australians who need it. You know, we've already, since 2013, almost doubled investment in mental health, and this is the largest investment in mental health in our history.
Health experts are still worried that you're opening up the front door for people to come in and say, I have a problem, but there's still a huge shortage in money and the appropriate staff to really deal with those who have severe illness outside the hospital system?
Well, these centres will be well-staffed. The model envisages 20 or more staff in the adult centres and so on. So there will be a significant amount of care provided in these centres. We're also, of course, the states who run the centres and services for people with quite severe mental health conditions, and we'll be working with the states on those issues as part of the National Mental Health Agreement. Look, I'm very encouraged by our discussions with the states. You know, 2021 is a critical year for mental health in Australia. The federal government in this budget is making our intentions very clear. We've seen Victoria make very strong statements about the need for further reform in mental health. And I'm very confident that the other states will also see the importance of this issue. We've had some really good initial discussions. The National Cabinet has asked us to come back with a National Mental Health Agreement by November. We're working on that right now. It's a very big opportunity, and it's one we intend to take up and make sure that we work together to make a better mental health system for Australia.
Antidepressants are one of Australia's most commonly prescribed drugs. Does that worry you? And if so, what needs to change?
Well, antidepressants work for many people. There are many people who report that they've made a huge difference to their lives, but they don't work for everyone. The prescription of those drugs is a very important issue. We do have a very high rate of prescription of antidepressants in Australia, one of the highest in the OECD. And one of the things we do in the budget is commit funding for a revision of the guidelines around the prescription of antidepressants. So we're going to look at that.
Most GPs are prescribing these, presumably?
Yeah, the vast majority of antidepressants in Australia are prescribed by GPs. And so as part of the budget, what we're going to do is work with GPs and with the profession on reviewing the existing guidelines, seeking to ensure that they're fit for purpose and making sure that they work as best as they can for Australians.
Minister, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks, Sabra.
David Coleman is the Assistant Minister to the Prime Minister for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention. And if this discussion has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.